Maine Behavioral Health Care unveiled a new treatment center in South Portland today for people with opioid and other substance use disorders. It's the fifth so-called hub for treatment under the Maine health system and the only one it operates in Cumberland County, which has the most drug overdose deaths in the state. Patty White reports.
The treatment center is expected to serve upwards of 100 patients, and its location in South Portland, says Dr. Linda Durst, the chief medical officer for Maine Behavioral Health Care, fills a need in the region.
In 2018, fully 25% of drug deaths occurred in Cumberland County.
Andy Allen says he couldn't find treatment for opioid addiction in Portland when he first sought it several years ago, but eventually found a treatment center in Biddeford.
Making the trek to Biddeford 4 days a week and working two jobs all throughout the winter was challenging. And I think about the people around this area now that were hesitant because of travel issues. Now they don't have to worry about that.
Allen, who spoke at the treatment center unveiling in South Portland, says he's living proof that treatment works. The center in South Portland provides medication-assisted treatment, therapy, and peer support. Patients start with these more intensive services and, once stable, receive ongoing treatment from a primary care doctor. It's called a hub-and-spoke model.
Without a hub, there can't be any spokes.
Gordon Smith, the state's director of opioid response, says Maine needs more hubs. He says about 900 primary care providers in Maine have waivers to provide medication-assisted treatment. While the number has grown every year, he says not all of these providers actually offer treatment. Having more hubs, he says, would provide a backup for doctors and patients.
It's really important to have a specialty practice where people can be referred if they're not doing well.
Smith says the new treatment center in South Portland reflects the progress Maine is making in offering more medication-assisted treatment. But he says the state still needs to provide more residential treatment options and better support for those in recovery. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.